I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. The Inyo and Mono Counties Agricultural Commissioner's Office will host its annual pesticide safety seminar on Tuesday, March 24th at the Whiskey Creek Banquet Room in Bishop. The seminar will run from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and is open to certified pesticide applicators and others who work with pesticides. Registration is required, and the cost to attend is $20 per person, which includes lunch, snacks, and drinks. Space is limited, and the department needs to establish an accurate meal count, so attendees must pre-register by contacting the Agriculture Commission's office at 760-873-7860. And to find out more of what's going to be taking place during this seminar, go to our website, sierrawave.net, and find Pesticide Safety Seminar event to be held in Bishop on March 24th. The first week of March each year is National Weights and Measures Week, a time set aside to recognize the importance of accurate and consistent measurement standards in everyday commerce. The tradition dates to March 2nd, 1799, when President John Adams signed the nation's first weights and measures law. An early acknowledgement of how essential fairness in trade would be to the country's growth. The impact of uniformity in the marketplace was so essential that it was established as part of Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. In Inyo and Mono counties, local weights and measure inspectors carry that mission forward each year round. Each year, inspectors test and certify more than 1,500 devices across the region, ranging from 80,000-pound truck scales to grocery store checkout scales and precision prescription balances. Their work also includes checkout gas pumps, propane meters, electric vehicle charging stations, and products sold by measured lengths, such as lumber and rope. Beyond routine inspections, the team responds to dozens of consumer complaints annually. These investigations can involve scanner price accuracy, prepackaged goods, short firewood deliveries, fuel and oil quality, door-to-door meat sales, and even credit card skimmer checks at local fuel stations. The goal is simple: ensure consumers receive what they pay for and support a fair level playing field for local businesses. As National Weights and Measures Week begins, the counties encourage residents to learn more about the essential public service. Anyone with concerns about overcharging or questions about inspection programs is welcome to contact the AG Commissioner's office at 760-873-7860. A few weeks ago, we educated Apple users on a zero-day flaw. Well, now it's Android user time, and this update is critical. If you use an Android phone, this one update you should not ignore. Google's latest Android security patch addresses 129 vulnerabilities, but one in particular has raised serious concern. Among the fixes is a dangerous zero-day vulnerability, meaning it was actively exploited before a patch was made available. So what's a zero-day? A zero-day vulnerability is a security flaw that hackers discover and exploit before developers have a chance to fix it, because there is 0 days of protection once it becomes known. These vulnerabilities are especially dangerous. In this case, the flaw could allow attackers to escalate privileges on a device, potentially giving them deeper access to sensitive data, apps, or system functions. Security experts warn that 0 days are often used in targeted attacks. Even if the exploit is not widespread, the risk is significant because it may allow unauthorized access to personal data, installation of malicious software, surveillance of monitoring, compromise of corporate or government devices. With 129 total vulnerabilities addressed in this update, it is clear this is more than a routine patch. What should you do? Go to Settings, tap Security and Privacy, select Updates, install the latest security patch available for your device. Depending on your phone, manufacturers, and carrier, the update may roll out at a different time. Devices in the Google Pixel lineup typically receive updates first. Here's the bottom line, guys. This is not an update to postpone. Security patches protect your personal information, financial data, and digital identity With a confirmed zero day among the fixes, installing the latest Android update should always be a top priority. Well, Republican State Senator Maria Alvarado Gil, vice chair of the Revenue and Taxation Committee, introduced a comprehensive set of targeted legislative measures designed to provide financial relief to rural communities and hold the government accountable for protecting people living in wildland-urban interface. The Wildfire Risk Reduction and Affordability Package of bills aimed to reduce personal wildfire liability risk and strengthen home resilience. Property owners with structures in high-risk areas are often forced on the California Fair Plan, an insurer of last resort offering basic fire coverage at increasingly higher costs with little to no ability to reduce premiums. These are sound legislative solutions that put prevention, resilience, and financial recovery first, targeting vegetation management, offering tax incentives, and speeding up the rebuilding process, said Senator Alvarado Gil. California families deserve real tools to protect their homes and businesses. No more big government regulations or poor excuses from a lame duck insurance commissioner. Well, visit our website for all the package of bills detailed, authored by Alvarado Gil. There are more than I'm going to be able to read in today's news. And talking about today's news, this concludes it. Thanks for listening. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, go out and see Sergeant Scobie talk about the Police Academy. It's on our Facebook page, pinned there now.